Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the Life Tip Show, everyone. Byron White here. I'm here with Kieran Connolly. Kieran, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me today. Much appreciated.
Sure. Great to have you all the way from Ireland as well. That's a story in itself, how you started this company. But tell me a little bit about your incredible success of the website that you started and co-founded called NoBullying.com. Tell us a little bit about how you got started.
Of course. Basically, it was a friend of mine who was who's got children and was suffering from bullying and cyberbullying back in December 2012, and he'd asked me to help. He basically didn't have a technical background, and to give him some advice or some guidance on what he could do to try and protect his children from being involved in cyberbullying specifically. And we went to the internet, good old Google, and had a look. And what we found was most of the content that was online was actually quite old, or else what we found were news articles, which were obviously very modern but or very current, but tended to be scary stories. So after a little bit more digging, we found that there wasn't a lot of content online that was actually genuine practical help. And 6 months later, we got together and launched the website NoBullying.com. That was July last year. And started talking to psychologists and adding content to the site that helped us as parents, but also we thought other people would find helpful as well. And that's basically how it started.
Terrific. Now, this whole bullying topic is very controversial, to say the least, mm-hmm. And it involves a lot of different factors to it. Can I ask you about the challenge that you're having of the U.S. marketplace versus the Irish marketplace? Is bullying the same problem throughout the world, if you will? And can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, of course. And this, we find this absolutely amazing. Even in the U.S., different states have different laws around protecting people from standard bullying to online safety as well. So we're actually been quite amazed, and what we found talking to psychologists, we would talk to psychologists in New York, and then talk to someone in California, and someone in the UK and Britain, and each of them would have maybe a different way of dealing with the problem, different reasons why the problem's happening, but there was, of course, common threads throughout everything. So you're totally right. Globally, it's a problem that's affecting a lot of people, but it's been dealt with differently in every country, in every state, in every household, so to speak. And what we found is common is the number of people that are being impacted by it. Different statistics show that in the US, for example, one in three American children in grades 6 to 10 are affected by bullying, and 6 out of 10 teenagers see bullying every day in school. So it's similar statistics that we see in the UK. So the ground zero impact is the same, but how it's been dealt with in every country is very different.
I'd like to ask you about what I call tribal patterns and tribal rules. It's kind of an odd phrase here, but when children under the age of 18 are in groups, call them tribes, if you will. There are all kinds of things and dynamics that are coming out. There's alpha personalities and, tribal leadership and, people that don't have, for example, as much intelligence as others. Can you talk about this environment, this group, this tribal-like situation that kids are thrown in, and what's really happening within that tribe?
Exactly, and you've highlighted, as you say, the domineering personalities, and then there's the followers. And actually, this phenomenon would travel through not just childhood, but actually through people's working lives. And in companies, you can see the exact same thing as well. And actually, it's probably not as covered, or not covered as often, as children being bullied. But workplace bullying, it would show a lot of the same characteristics, and the groups and the same personalities would follow through. And maybe it's down to our media when we think of some of the famous TV shows and I know in the US, and we have it here too, The Apprentice, for example, you can see the very strong and domineering personalities that come through there. So definitely that was one of the things that we found, is that parents were afraid that what happens in the gang culture, that maybe an individual wouldn't be involved in. And even when we think of social media, if someone who maybe is has a wrong attitude or has a bad message shares it online, and if someone accidentally or without even thinking in a split second likes it or on Twitter retweets it, they're actually promoting and engaging a negative message, but maybe you know, it's not that person's personality at all. So the gang and what happens with it definitely is impacting the you know, children's behavior, and sadly more often it's in a negative way.
Tell us what success stories have come out of not only your site, but this movement against bullying. Is it hard to even measure success?
Yeah, well, I would think that globally there's more people are talking about it. And look at us today. I'm very glad to say that we're even talking about it. And maybe it wouldn't have been covered on your radio show for a long time. But definitely there's a lot more press around it. People are talking about it more and more and more, which is great. And I recall a survey I read, again back to workplace bullying and school bullying, but a website did a survey of 3,800 people in 2012, and they said that 50% of workplace bullying is unreported, but also in schools 40% of bullying goes unreported. So the more we talk about this and try and make people aware that it's not something that we should hide. Talking about it will fix the problem. So the movement of bullying definitely is improving, but we also have the negative side of it as well, that all the media attention is highlighting the, for example, the very tragic cases around suicide, and maybe these things, while they might have shocked us 5 or 10 years ago, and even again back to the US, there's access to the guns, which we don't have here. And there's a lot of tragedies that happen, and maybe it's based back to the bullying. So there is the media is definitely helping. The movement is definitely getting the word out, but also we've a long way to go before we make things as we want.
It's just so great you've chosen to take this on. It's a difficult thing to even imagine a movement, if you will, which is really what you're trying to start here. What you know, from some different angles, you know, the parents, the kids, the teachers, what's the best way to stop bullying before it happens? And that's probably a really hard question to answer, I might add, but try to break up the answers. Is there a practice, is there a method that you could talk about, let's say, take on the kids' angles first?
Yeah, of course, and talking to psychologists and teachers, it's all about education and reinforcement, and that's taking practical steps in school. But also what we've been told by teachers is and psychologists is that it's also replicated at home. For example, if parents are watching or leading by example for our children there. So talking to schools and psychologists, it's through education, but also the constant reinforcement of that message, not just in school but at home as well.
We talked a little bit about education and reinforcement, but is it are schools now really trying to make kids understand why this happens, in the sense of almost pinpointing people in the classroom that might be bullies and trying to explain to them in the classroom why they are the way they are? Is that happening now, and is it appropriate for that to happen?
It's a very good question, and I guess like any situation or any industry, we have some amazing teachers, and I'm sure you know yourself, the listeners would know, in our own journey through school, we've had some amazing teachers that have touched our lives and we will remember them forever. And we have some other teachers who maybe are in the wrong profession. And I think it's the same in the school leadership around the world. We have some amazing school leaders and principals and teachers who are very proactive and taking steps to try and protect the children in the school, not just in the school environment, but digitally, online, and educating the parents as well. And then we've other people who are just focused on getting the grades. So definitely is something that needs to happen. It's starting to happen. And some schools are very proactive, but it's not everywhere, that's for sure.
I was just trying to imagine a funny opposite of what a bully is. I don't know what that would be, but it seems like we need more of them, whatever we call them. Yeah. you know, anti-bulliers or bullier police.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, it's very interesting you say that. There's a phrase we use a lot, and it's called a bystander, and it's basically, and they're probably the most powerful person in any bullying situation. It's the people who are not actually the victim or the target, as we like to say, or the bully, but the people who are actually watching. And that could be in person in a schoolyard watching someone get picked on, or even again back to the social media, it can be watching someone attack someone and post online. It's shown that in 50% of cases where a bystander steps in and tries to stop the bullying happen, the bullying stops. So the bystanders are actually the key to this role. And we all, yourself, myself, we all have a duty when we see, you know, bullying. As I say, we mightn't see it in day-to-day life, but for sure I've seen it a lot online where the mark has been crossed, the line has been crossed over. And if bystanders will step into the ring, so to speak, and speak up and tell the bully that it's wrong what they're doing and defuse the situation, then we'll definitely improve the environment that we all live in.
I was wondering if it might be interesting to think about a really big corporate sponsor to put a lot of money behind behind this bullying. And I don't know if you've seen any of the ads for the new beef jerky ads. They're very interesting. They're very creative. I forget the name of the company that produces that's the actual beef jerky. But you know, it seems to me that bullying, bullying has its roots in a bull, which is meat, right?
Yeah,
So if you tell somebody, hey, you're a jerk, like you're a beef jerky, maybe there's a tie in there. But do you think that it's time to put some serious dollars behind this education process? And that's really what you've tried to do. Maybe you could explain that a little bit to the audience.
Yeah, and that's exactly what our goal is and our mission. I guess we have three folds. One is to educate people, parents and teachers. So especially the people who are not tech savvy around cyberbullying, help people when they come to our website, they can actually find answers straight away and advice. And then you're right, the third part is protection. We've started reaching out to corporations to see if they would be interested in sponsoring resources, and hopefully that's something that will happen where we can spread the message around. I think what's happened is that locally government bodies have a small remit and have spent some money in trying to promote or educate in their local areas, but there doesn't seem to be a global, again, movement or a global push that's concerted between countries or even states to try and solve this problem, to educate and stamp out the bullying. So hopefully we can be part of that. And maybe it is through all these organizations coming together and actually joining forces and singing with one voice, we'll actually achieve that. But everyone, again, back to the bystanders, everyone has a voice. So hopefully a few people listen to this one day will be that bystander and step in and make that change.
Tell us about cyberbullying. I'm sure it's a great concern because, of course, when you attack somebody online, it's easy. You could just send them a text. So tell us about that and what you're seeing from that angle.
Yeah, you're totally right. Cyberbullying is probably one of the most dangerous forms of bullying, in our opinion. And the reason being is that, as you say, I'm sitting looking at a computer screen or my mobile screen, and there's no emotion. I can be bullying someone for hours on end, and I don't see their reaction. Whereas traditional bullying, I'm seeing their reaction, and maybe humanity kicks in, and at some stage I will stop. But that doesn't happen online, sadly. And the bullying, I can continue to bully someone without knowing the impact I'm having. And also, it's recorded. What's been shown is that when children get messages, or people, adults get messages, we tend to reread them a few times over and over again. And these negative messages obviously are inside our heads and start to replace the positive thoughts. And that's where cyberbullying particularly is very dangerous. And a lot of people don't even understand, the power, but also how, especially parents, how social media or how the internet works. And when you think of our children today, or young people born today, they're born with a smartphone in their hand, and can do much more than even we could ever dream of. So it's definitely the world is changing, and cyberbullying to that end is very dangerous.
Have you had opportunities to look at some of the actual cyberbullying trails and analyze those and say, wow, how could this be happening? Could you comment on that and actually some investigation and research you may have done with patterns?
Yeah, well, this what's happening to the site, actually, we've had to get some help, professional help with this, and we're very lucky again, like your radio show, many people give up their time, as you do, to share their knowledge, and we've a great group of psychologists that help us as well. But we actually have people who've emailed us looking for help and explain their stories. And we've had young people who have been tricked into sharing pictures of themselves or doing a video online, and then been extorted for money, so that those videos or pictures aren't shared on Facebook to their friends. These are teenagers, young teens. It's actually really scary. There's criminal gangs out there. Not to scare. There is genuinely criminal gangs out there working the internet. And the thing is, the internet is an amazing place. 1 billion people use it. But our child could be sitting beside us on the couch, and we don't actually know who they're talking to. So not everything is what it seems. But of course, the internet, it's changed the world in a positive way. We just need to educate our young people to be smarter. But through the surveys that we are doing, we've been shocked at how deep the problem is going, and how much it is impacting people.
Let's take a break and back just in a few minutes with some other great answers to a difficult and challenging topic here. Back in just a minute, everyone.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
ShipStation helps online retailers ship orders faster. It's so easy to set up and use. ShipStation gives you tools to automatically import, manage, and ship your orders in the most cost-efficient way. Save money with the best USPS rates possible, as well as a free USPS account. ShipStation integrates with all the most popular e-commerce platforms and shipping carriers. Get shipping done no matter where you sell or how you ship. WebmasterRadio.fm listeners get an additional 30 days free after the free 30-day trial. Go to ShipStation.com/WebmasterRadio now. Shipping Nirvana.
Introducing Rumble, the smart mobile management system, the first end-to-end mobile platform where you can make real-time app modifications from a point-and-click dashboard. Want to change the design of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the ad map of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the content mix of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Power your mobile business with Rumble.
Are you ready to rumble?
Visit www.rumble.me.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S.
WebmasterRadio.fm reaches them all
with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. Through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, we can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content.
Hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing.
Thanks to an exclusive private offer available for a very limited number of companies. But you must act fast. Email sales@webmasterradio.fm today and get your message delivered now.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Kieran, welcome back. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
A pleasure. No, thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about this topic today.
Well, we need three more hours. Let me forewarn you on that. But
no problem.
Let's try to get a few more answers from you. Why are bullies bullies?
Very good question. So some psychologists have told us that it could be down to their home environment, that the environment that they're engaging with or in isn't the most positive environment. And what happens then, they develop their personality, and that continues through their life. So basically their own home environment, who they're mixing with maybe in school or out of school, and those personalities and characters are formed. And that's the other thing. It's not just from school bullying, it's through life. Those people maintain those character traits through their whole life. So it could end up in a workplace bullying situation or domestic abuse situation. So generally, when trying to solve the problem of bullying, we have to look at two parties. We have to look at the target or the victim and the bully themselves. And a lot of new ways of trying to improve and stop people bullying is actually to engage with the bully as much, if not more, than the victim themselves. Because if we can solve the problem of the bully, then we're especially at the young age, we're solving a problem that would go on for 40 or 50 years. And it's a never-ending cycle. Of course, if a bully goes on and has children, those children are probably more likely to be a bully in the future as well.
I wonder if there's any genetic modification that you could actually do. Who knows? But there was an interesting piece on 60 Minutes last night, actually, that talked a little bit about disease. Is bullying viewed as a disease, by the way?
It's not, actually, as far as I know. And this again, because is so interesting, and I don't think there's enough research done on this, while I know for a fact that more universities and research centres are actually starting to look at this now, because there's a borderline between the characteristics of a bully and maybe a very strong leader, and the aggression that some people have and portray to get ahead in sport, in business, in politics. And if we look at our politicians, for example, no matter what country you're in listening, that we can all say we've seen our politicians bullying each other and maybe showing not the best behaviour or to be the best role model. So there's definitely a fine line between the characteristics of a bully and the characteristics of a very strong leader. And for sure, no more research needs to be done on this. And I think what's happening is everywhere is doing their own little bit, but there's not a concerted effort to invest in this and try and get an answer.
Do you have any correlation data between, they would indicate a particular silver bullet here answer as to why a bully is a bully, related to bad parenting, or even the percentage of parents that are surprised when their son is first accused of being a bully? Is that a common thing, and is there any correlation here?
Definitely, and this is again back to the talking to the different psychologists. There's so many different thoughts in this field. It's actually a bit scary how many different people have different ways of addressing and dealing with this topic. And even in the UK now, we're actually only introducing laws to protect people from online bullying. Where I know in some of the states now, there's been laws for a little while, but. Talking to the psychologists, every psychologist or many psychologists will have a different view based on, I guess, their research, their education, and what they've seen in their own practice. So again, we've 50 interviews with professional psychologists on the site, and I would say of the 50 interviews, there was maybe 15 different thoughts behind this. So it's definitely not there's not a black and white answer to this, sadly.
Thanks for mentioning these wonderful interviews on the site as well. I wanted to get to that. A great resource. One question I'm sure you might have learned more about, and that is this question that a lot of parents have, namely, should they take this on their own shoulders? Should they confront the bully themselves, on behalf of their child? Should they, have a divine intervention? Should they involve the other parents? What's the rule there that seems to be most effective for parents that are feeling this incredible guilt for their children being bullied?
Of course, no. The general advice for that is definitely if a school can be involved in that, that they could normally mediate between the two children and arrange the meeting between the parents as well. Because what happens often is, as you can imagine, the heat of the moment, a parent will never believe that their child could be a bully, and vice versa. So it's the best advice is definitely engage with the school and have them mediate between the children, the bully and the target or victim, and engage the parents as well. So we definitely advise not to reach out to parents directly if that's possible, because the mediation will keep things on track and make sure the meeting has the correct outcome for everybody.
Have you seen really interesting stories where a bully finally recognizes their being? I love using the word jerk because I still want to bring in beef jerky or to be a major sponsor for you. Don't be a jerk. Eat beef jerky instead. I don't know. We got to do something with that, Kieran. I'll work on that here in the States for you. But have you seen really good examples where somebody that was formerly a bully reformed themselves and is now an ambassador for not being a bully?
Actually, yes, we've seen that in many cases. We've had people who were delighted to say wrote for the website explaining their journey and what they used to do and how they came to realize that what they were doing was wrong and damaging not only people that they were attacking, but also their own life. They couldn't hold down a relationship. They were having problems in work. And they started to realize that actually it wasn't the world that was against them. It was their own mindset. And they began then trying to fix their own thought process and how they seen the world. And obviously now are ambassadors. And one great place for that is definitely YouTube. There's some amazing talks, TED Talks, and even just videos that people have made where they explain their journey as a bully, and some of these have millions of views. So definitely it does happen, and we need more of that to happen, but it is out there.
Tell us what's on the site and what people can access on the site as far as information and articles and resources.
Of course, no. We have been very lucky that we've had some expert psychologists, teachers, parents even write for us and shared our knowledge with us. On the site now, there's over 2,000 articles written on, obviously, bullying, cyberbullying, workplace bullying, online safety even. And what we aim to do is 25% of our visitors are teenagers, our young children and teenagers. So we aim to give them help and advice, practical help and advice from the experts. And then, obviously, next is the parents. We're trying to educate parents, as you mentioned in an earlier question, who are discovering that their child is being bullied or is a bully and what they should do next. So we've some great expert advice on the site on that. And then we've got some video interviews and resources that teachers and schools can download and use for free in educating people in class. So over 400,000 people will visit and use the site this month alone, which is obviously we're celebrating success in that metric, but obviously disappointed as well that there's so many people searching for advice and help on this topic every month.
What are the plans in the future? What do you hope to do with the site and even the business model?
Well, this is it. So we started this journey and didn't see how big it would be, but we've realized that I think people visit us from nearly 200 countries around the world. So it's definitely a problem that's global. We intend to continue to write more content. At the moment, we're publishing 5 articles a day. So we really intend to write a lot more topics around what advice for people who are suffering, but also, as you mentioned, actually the sponsorship model. We hope that we will find some corporates that will step in and help us speed up the process of writing and publishing more. And we 3 prongs of attack, I guess. One was to educate ourselves, but also to help, and the third one is protect. So we're going to hopefully launch in the near future some products that will help protect children online, but also maybe recommend other products that we find useful that might be able to help educate parents and keep children safe. But also there's workplace bullying as well. So it's a big topic. And I guess we've only started our journey, so we've a long way to go.
Just want to thank you again for being on the show today, Kieran. Fantastic information.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Very much appreciated.
Who would you like to hear from on the site, Kieran? One more question for you.
Yeah, no, brilliant. No, thank you. If there's experts, and we know that this radio station would have a lot of listeners who are experts in this field, we would love any of these experts to reach out and share their story or any tips or advice, or people who have suffered from bullying. We would love to have their story told on the site. But also then the second side is if there is any sponsors who would be interested in actually helping us spread the word even further, then that would also be great.
Just another crazy idea. Have you thought about a bully board?
No, we haven't actually.
A bully board is an idea that just came to me where you could post someone who's bullying in school on your bully board. Uh-huh. And then they could get votes by other neutrals or bystanders, you call them, that agree that person is a bully. Wow. Have you thought about that?
We haven't. No, we'll have to have a talk about that one. Brilliant ideas. That's two very good ideas for us today. Thank you very much.
I'm here to help anyone solve a problem. I wish I could help more people, but you have done so much great work. And, you know, ideas are easy. They fall from the trees, but doing the hard work that you do to pull this together is really remarkable. Once again, Kieran, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you again for your time. Thank you.
Terrific. We'll look forward to hearing from you again as you progress some of these new ideas. Oh, one more question I just thought of. What about the international language problem and tackling, I could only imagine, international expansion? How are you doing that now? Are you translating the site?
You've jumped on something that we're actually working at the moment. No, we're actually working on Spanish, Arabic, and Portuguese as we speak. So So those languages will all launch come 2015 on the site. So definitely there's a lot of countries out there that are suffering, but Spanish is something that we're working on right at this moment. Then we'll follow with the Portuguese. So two more languages that we launch that we're really excited with, and we'll hopefully help a lot more people in a lot more countries. So on the list for sure.
We have some experience in that at LifeTips as well. We're publishing now in a few countries using Google primarily as our translation tool on the fly. That needs to be cleaned up a bit, but best of luck with that. Your information is so fantastic. It's great that you can get it out there to the world.
Thank you.
All right. I don't have any questions yet, but I'm going to bottle a few more up for you, Kieran, and get back to you with that, and look forward to having you on the show again.
Brilliant. Thank you again.
Pleasure indeed. Hope everyone is a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser as a result of today's show. And we can take these bullies and do something with them and train them and teach them and educate them on how not to be jerks. Someday perhaps sponsored by Eat Beef Jerky instead. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, everyone. And thanks so much again for Kieran for being here. See you until next week. Bye-bye.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.